There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
A statement from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says, at this moment, the president does not want to go further without border security, which includes steel slats or a wall. The president is continuing to weigh his options, this ahead of his meeting with Republican House members.
Can you imagine being, just for a day, Sarah Sanders? That woman is unflappable. Man, I mean, so hey, earlier this week, right, it was like, we're not going to get the $5 billion. It was $5 billion, then we're not going to get the $5 billion. We'll work for a lesser amount, sent the news cycle that way. And her boss, President of the United States, Donald Trump, decides he changes it around again. As this has changed between the morning show and the midday show, which, by the way, hey, y'all, welcome to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, Thursday edition. Little Friday Eve, if we count down the days to Christmas, and Merry Christmas to you. If I don't get to talk to you beforehand, before Christmas, Merry Christmas to all y'all. And your calls, your Christmas greetings, however you want to do it, you can do it at a text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Same thing on the telephone, same phone number. You can get us there. Also, our website, fmtalk1065.com. You go there. You vote, please, while you're there, make sure to vote for our 2018 Alabamian of the Year. We're in the second regional of the first round here. Remember, you nominated all those people. We put their names and those groups, not just people, groups, entities, critters. In other words, we're looking for that thing, that person, that thing, that animal, that idea that most moved the needle, most changed the news cycle in Alabama in 2018. So you did all your nominations, and now we've been voting this week, and we are in the second part of the first round. These are the politicos on our list, and you go on there, and remember, the top four vote-getters in each round move on to the next round. So this is how we winnow down the list. Right now on the political side, Governor Ivey with 15%, corruption investigations 0%, It's interesting because Todd Stacey is going to join us here shortly from Alabama Daily News to talk about corruption investigations and what the ethics board had to say. But right now, that's 0% voting. Alabama prisons, 0% voting. State lottery debate, that's what you care about. That's right, 43% of the votes. Alabama gas tax, 5% of the vote. Alabama protest, 0% of the vote. Jeff Sessions, 30%, and the opioid crisis, 8%. But you keep voting throughout today, and then we'll take the top four out of this two-day voting cycle, this heat here, and then go on and load a new one up tomorrow. Tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the website, three big things. You can check out the news stories you need to know about today. And if you're looking at show schedules, that's going to change soon. I got some more text and emails here as Laura Ingram's show that precedes this one was signing off. People said, she's signing off. Where is she going? So she announces back in November, she's been talking about it, that she's done. She is out of her radio show, and so we have moved on. And as of Monday, brand new show starting here at FM Talk 106.5 for us, the Mike Gallagher Show. Now, he's been doing it for a couple decades or a decade and a half, but he's part of our crew, our lineup, starting Monday, 9 a.m. He'll be on from 9 to noon, same slot. Laura Ingram's show has been on for all these years. Well, we will have the Mike Gallagher Show. He was on with me yesterday. If we get a chance today, we may replay that interview with Mike so you can get to know him. But his show is, 3 hours every weekday, Monday through Friday. Comes on after Mobile Morning, so 9 a.m., and we'll go till this show, Midday Mobile, at noon. So he will be welcomed aboard officially on Monday, but you can go to his website. We put those links up on our Facebook page and on my Twitter feed, which is Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. Facebook, it's facebook.com, FM Talk 1065. So go over there and look. Mike Online, I think, is his website if you want to get a little education about Mike Gallagher before he gets started. You've seen him on Fox News. He's on Fox News a bunch. He's been doing radio for a long, long time. A heck of a guy and a really great talk show host. And he starts with us on Monday, 9 a.m. So check it out. Also, a few other changes coming in the new year. Got people getting out of the radio business. And we are putting in some new people here. So we'll tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. Back to the president. As we started this segment of the show off, the president now is maybe playing his three-dimensional chess, as many of y'all think, or maybe being his indecisive self, as many of y'all think. Maybe the truth is somewhere in between. But remember, the president first, it was $5 billion, right? Or he would shut it down. Remember that from a couple weeks ago? We'll shut the government down if I don't get $5 billion for the wall. Then the number moved. And day and a half ago, it was $1.6 billion. And then that was going to be the deal and looked like something would be done. They passed, actually, the Senate last night passed this continuing resolution, gets us into February, I think, on spending. And then, all of a sudden, well, President Trump is now saying, if I don't get the money here like I wanted, the $5 billion, then we're not doing the deal. Interesting. You can see how the political play is done here, right? So the idea was they had met somewhere, and I don't think in the middle, because the middle would have been, even by bad math, would have been $2.5 billion for the wall versus five. But it ended up that it was going to be like 1.6 or something to that effect. And then last night, you had the Senate voting on this government funding bill. Actually, here's a little audio from last night as Jeff Flake was taking the votes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to.
Okay, so that happens last night, late in the evening, 10 p.m. or so in Washington, as the Senate passed a measure that would fund the government at current levels through February 8th, a key part of averting a partial government shutdown tomorrow night at midnight. So it looked like that was happening. Of course, you know, the House has to be in on the mix here, and then it has to go to the president. Well, it looked like kind of the cement had dried on that. This was probably what was going to happen and move or kick the can at least through February. Then here in the last couple hours, it's changing. Story from the AP. President Donald Trump is facing scathing criticism from conservative supporters after backing away from his threat to shut down the government over the border wall funding, with some aggressively lobbying the president against signaling a short-term deal with no wall dollars. And that's what the Senate had talked about last night. Goes on to say, Trump has not said if he will support a temporary funding measure approved by the Senate, though his White House has made clear it will review whatever can pass Congress. Probably wise. Urging him to veto, Trump's critics argue he will have even less leverage when Democrats take control of the House on January 3rd. I got a second what they're saying. I mean, if we can't get a deal done now, right? If the deal can't be done now, when, even though in a lame duck capacity, Republicans still hold the House and the Senate, when it shows back up with a Democrat majority in the House in the new year, you think it's going to be any better? So maybe maybe the cries of woe there got to President Donald Trump, and he's now going back to maybe the $5 billion number, and will not make a deal. Will not Monty Hall make a deal for $1.6 billion? Well, watch this. But this has changed. Like I said, within the last day and a half, this has changed at least once, and it could change again while we do this. Listen, we're coming back. Todd Stacey from the Alabama Daily News is going to join us. I'll pick his brain on this. Also, when I mentioned in our 2018 Alabamian of the Year contest here, which, of course, reminds you to vote over at fmtalk1065.com, today's round has been the Politico round, and one of those questions was corruption. You know, we take the top four vote-getters, and I think there's nobody has voted the corruption should make the cut for our Alabamian of the Year. Ethics Commission made their vote known yesterday on whether Attorney General Steve Marshall did wrong in taking money from the Republican Governors Association. So we've got some state news dealing with that as well, and a whole lot more. And we'll bridge those subjects and whatever changes in the next 2 or 3 minutes from President Trump right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1221 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Thursday, Sal, glad to have you along. Still, this is good. More people asking the question. We've been talking about this throughout the week, but I know you still have questions. Yeah, the change coming on Monday. Laura Ingraham's out. She's wrapping up her radio show. Tomorrow will be the last day. We go live on Monday, on Christmas Eve Monday. What a day I'm starting Mike Gallagher. Poor guy. On Christmas Eve on Monday, 9 a.m. So right after Mobile Mornings and before this show, the 9 to noon gap, Mike Gallagher show debuts right here on FM Talk 106.5. More information, links, all that stuff, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. My Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, or like people are doing right now. If you've got specific questions during the break, I can go back and forth with you on the text line, which is just 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, time to check in with our buddy Todd Stacy from the Alabama Daily News. And first of all, Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. I hope things are going well in Mobile. Is it as dreary as it is in Montgomery? It has been a rainy couple of days.
Well, okay, so we probably could have the same cloud cover, which we have here, and the same light misting rain, but because we don't have Goat Hill, no, it's not as dreary as Montgomery. So. Is that cynical?
That's fair enough.
Okay. I do want to get so much. I want to talk to you about what's going on in Montgomery and with the Ethics Commission as well. But first, this is you're writing in the email this morning, which we're going to tell folks how to get that email here in just a second in their inbox. But we're talking about the latest here with border wall funding, possible government shutdown. President Trump saying, you know, if I remember far enough back, I think the original number was $25 billion that they needed for the border wall. And then the latest number that was discussed when President Trump said, hey, he would shut it down was $5 billion if he didn't get $5 billion. Then yesterday, Todd, we're talking about, like, I don't know, it's not real money, huh? $1.6 billion or whatever that was. And they were going to work on that. And then last night, the Senate kicks forward this CR, this plan that gets the keeps the government open till February 8th. And then right before I go on Midday Mobile today, then I'm seeing stuff coming through my feed here that says, President Trump now says it's back to $5 billion. We're not going to play ball here. So what the heck is going on?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. I can give you the latest, but you've basically covered it, you know.
But you got to link that together. Link it together for us. Explain what you think may be going on here. Is it negotiation or what?
That's right. President Trump is clearly upset that, you know, it hasn't worked out. He did not get the money. He has not convinced Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to go along with this $5 billion for the wall. Now, you're right about the $25 billion. It's going to cost a lot more than $5 billion to actually build an entire wall. This would have been, what, about 7 miles, I think? But it's a start, and you know they've already been working on some of it. But so it's just, you know, an incremental win. Democrats said no. They offered about $1.6 billion and what they're calling, you know, border fence upgrades. So that allows them to get away with, you know, they can call it that. They don't have to call it the wall, and they're not in trouble with their voters. That wasn't enough for Trump. He obviously wants his $5 billion. So, you know, the government shuts down on Friday. That's when money runs out for about a fourth of the government. You've got agencies like Homeland Security. That's obviously the most important one. But you've also got the Justice Department. You've got transportation, agriculture, all these agencies that were not included in have not been fully funded on the appropriation side yet. They're just running on current money, you know. And so on Friday, funding for those agencies runs out. So instead of, okay, we're going to agree to this continuing resolution to bring it into February, which everybody seemed to agree on that yesterday, the president has said, no, I want my money. I want my $5 billion for the border wall. And right now, he has summoned House leaders to the White House to see how they can do that. That's the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who's, you know, whose time is ticking as mm-hmm. we speak, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and also Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. They are the leaders of the Freedom Caucus, and they're the ones that have been most upset with these capitulations on the border wall. So yeah, right now, it is looking like he does not want a continuing resolution, that he wants the House to fight, and that he wants the Senate to fight to say, no, let's try to get this wall money. Here's the thing, Sean. When you don't have the votes, you don't have the votes.
Right.
And it just does not look like there is the will in Congress to pass this $5 billion for the border. And look, you can blame that on Republicans. You can blame that on Democrats. But when the votes aren't there, they're not there. And so the government shuts down, you know, or a fourth of the government shuts down Friday at midnight. It's Christmas time. I don't know. That doesn't look too good.
Yeah, but at the same time, okay, let me play it the other way, just for sake of discussion. It is Christmas time. There's going to be a lot of people that will be, and by the way, before y'all compose emails, the history of this is, at least in, there may be some exception I don't know about. In recent history, when there's been a government shutdown, when those federal employees go back to work, they get all the money that they would have made if they were working, but they didn't have to work.
That's right.
So they get back pay even though they didn't have to work. But it's still a pain for those families. I get it. But you have a lot of people probably going to take time off anyway between the holidays. If there was a time that the government shutdown footprint might not be as heavy, I'm just guessing, Todd, but Christmas to New Year's a little bit after, I think would be a lighter weight here.
That's probably true, but to your point about we do give back pay, you know, mm-hmm. It also costs the federal government money.
Yeah, it costs us. Yeah.
And so we end up spending more money than we would have had we just kicked it down the road. Now, I think about a week ago that President Trump has done something that no other Republican has been willing to do lately, and that is actually try to call the Democrats bluff to say, no, I will shut down the government. I will absolutely hold out to get what I want. And here's, you know, you remember that Oval Office meeting with him and you know, quote, Chuck and Nancy.
How can you forget it? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the Washington insiders were kind of negative on Trump for that. I thought it was pretty great. I thought he did a very good job of just kind of laying out his case on live TV about why we need border security. So I actually think that was good for his cause. But look, this negotiation and it involves more than just an Oval Office meeting. It involves more than just, you know, press conference and things. You've got to, you know, wheel and deal. You've got to give things the Democrats want. And some of the rhetoric that the president uses was, you know, dooms this thing from the very beginning. Right now in Democratic politics, it is toxic to say that you support any kind of border wall, border security, you know, and you can say what you want about that, but it's the truth. And so that's where we are. Democrats are very loath to support any kind of measure that could be considered a border wall, because their voters will punish them for it in the same way that Republican voters will punish Republicans for not funding the wall.
You know, Todd, and we just have about 30 seconds here before we go to the news break, but we'll talk about this on the back side. But I wonder, so many stories coming out in rapid fire right now, and I cannot process them all, you know, while doing the show, but it looks like, yes, there's pressure from, you know, Freedom Caucus members or whomever, in other words, elected officials to the president, but there's many intimating that whether it's Ann Coulter or somebody else who is ripping the president, he's backtracking because of opinion of, you know, conservative commentators out there. I mean,
I think that's absolutely right. And one of the biggest points was, you know, Kellyanne Conway got some pretty tough questions on Fox and Friends. That's his favorite show.
Yeah. Is it that simple?
So absolutely.
Really? That he gets, and so he's worried about what those folks think. And And he changes and he goes back to the $5 billion. Well, we'll talk more about this when we come back. It's Todd Stacy, Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com, the website. We're going to tell you how to have Todd's email, the bullet points, everything you need to be looking at in state and national news delivered to your inbox each morning. He'll tell you all how to do that coming up in just a couple minutes. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Remember the website, fmtalk1065.com. While you're there, please, please, please make sure you stop in and vote in today's round for our Alabamian of the Year. We are still in the first round, but the second regional. Let's say we had the first regional at the beginning of the week. Second regional is right now through tomorrow. Then we'll load up. And top four vote getters in each regional move on to next week in the next round. And remember how this works from last year. We winnow down the list. By the time we get to the end of the month, beginning of January, we award the Alabamian of the Year. And yes, we completely rip this off from Time Magazine, except in this case, we don't come up with the ideas in some, you know, smoky room with a 40-watt bulb. We let you do the nomination and you do the voting, so it's all on you. Check it out. Front page of fmtalk1065.com. And while we're talking websites, talking with my buddy Todd Stacy, Alabama Daily News, tell folks about AL Daily News and what's going on your website and how they can get some of that website delivered to their inbox.
Yeah, Alabama Daily News. We've almost been operational a year, Sean. January 1st will be a year, and it's been such a fun time. We cover politics, whether it's, you know, from Washington, D.C., like we've been talking about, or, you know, here in my backyard in Montgomery, in the State House in the Capitol here. We cover politics, and every morning I send out an email. You've referenced it a couple of times. It's the daily news in your inbox every day. It's really easy to sign up. You just go to aldailynews.com, click the subscribe button, give me your name and your email, and it's free. Just, you know, give me your name and your email, and you're on the list. I send out an email every day going over normally the top five stories of the day, whether it's from D.C. or Montgomery, and a little context from, you know, my time in politics to let you know sort of what all this means and how it sort of works together, sort of the inside baseball of it all, plus headlines from around the state and all the front pages. So it's a good way to get caught up on what's going on in politics, whether it's in Montgomery or D.C. And I want to say this, Sean, I really appreciate you and your audience. There have been so many people from the Mobile area that have signed up and have given me feedback. You know, replied. I really love the feedback. So thank you all so much for signing up and being a part of it.
Man, we appreciate the information we're getting through the website and that email. So that street works, runs both ways. So thank you. I'm looking through a bunch of texts here, and people are, if I'm going to take the overwhelming consensus here, Todd, it's to heck with it, shut it down, build the wall. Just build. Why can't Trump just say the heck with him and build the wall? Todd, why can't he?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it is very frustrating. It's very frustrating when you have a situation where, all right, I've made a campaign promise. Everybody ran on it. You know, all these Republicans who are in office right now said, yes, absolutely, let's build the wall. And they've had 2 years of, a White House, the Senate, you know, basically Republican rule in Washington. So why in the world couldn't they get this, you know, one thing done? It is frustrating. However, we are a nation of laws. We're a nation of systems. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about the president just going off and building the wall without any congressional authority to do that is that may sound good now. That may be what you want now. But one day we're going to have another Democratic president. And a president who has the authority to just go build a wall on the Mexican border and take over property rights and all the things that that involves on the southern border. For a president to be that powerful to do that, a Democratic president can be pretty powerful to do other things that you don't like. And so we've got to be very careful about the shared powers, balance of power, and there's a reason why it's hard to pass laws. There's a reason why it's tough to get things through Congress. It's not fun because, you know, it should, you know, you'd think it should be easier, but there's a reason why our founders did not want to give the executive that kind of power. And I'll just say, I mean, of all, you know, we watched President Obama for 8 years overreach, take too much authority, use the power of his office in ways that was completely inappropriate. And we, you know, Republicans ran against that. Republicans Yep. said, we want to put an end to that. And even though we might want the border wall tomorrow, you got to think long term. And a president that's powerful enough to build a wall is powerful enough to do a lot of things you probably don't like.
Preach. I'm right there with you. As you look at the something we talked about before the break. So if you said, okay, there's members of whether the Freedom Caucus, there's elected people that have put pressure on the president, maybe because they, like you said, they went out and campaigned on this wall and building this wall. There's also commentators, whether it's, you know, whether it's what Ann Coulter said or, you know, Kellyanne Conway getting barraged there on Fox News. That also, it's not the outcome, but it's the method that bothers me. I mean, when the people through the Twitter generation can actually talk directly to the president, but if he's worried about what this commentator says and this other commentator says, just personally, viscerally, that bothers me as well.
Well, that's a great point, and I agree with you because, you know, I'm addicted to Twitter, so I'm sitting here watching all this go down. And one interesting thing about today is it has changed minute by minute.
Crazy.
But it was pretty clear to see, you know, yesterday and this morning, especially on Fox News, if you were watching any of that, you know, the reporting out of Washington was, you know, the president has backed down a little bit. He yep. said, hey, I'm okay without $5 billion for the border wall. Let's just fund the government. I mean, the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, went out there and said, look, he doesn't want to shut down the government. We'll be fine with this CR.
Yep.
Well, the reaction to that, especially on Fox News, from the Ann Coulters and the Laura Ingrams and on Fox and Friends, which is his favorite show, was negative. You know, Kellyanne Conway went on there and got, you know, some pretty tough questions from the normally reliable, you know, Trump-friendly host.
Right.
So, yes, he saw that. And he doesn't, his one thing is he doesn't want to appear weak, especially to his base. And so I think it's very interesting that after those appearances, that after some of that commentary, he started saying, no more of that. I'm fine shutting the government down. Let's get this. Let's fight again on the border. So
yeah, I just think
you're right. Everybody's a commentator now.
Yeah, it would just been even. I think there's a lot of people that would have said, hey, he should have just stayed there in the first place. You know what I'm saying? You should have removed yesterday and Sarah Sanders coming out saying, yeah, we'll play ball. He should have just, if we were heading to a shutdown one way or another, he shouldn't have taken that side road. He should have just stayed on the, not $5 billion or shut it down.
Yeah, and not just that. I think if we really wanted $5 billion for the wall, let's develop that strategy 5 months ago.
Yep.
You know, he needs to sit down, and he has, but if you really want that, then you bring in people like Richard Shelby and Mitch McConnell and some of these people that have been around D.C. for a long time who know how the deals get made. It may be unseemly. People might not like how the sausage is made in D.C., but you still got to play the game. So bring those guys in. Hey, what do we need to do? What do we need to give Chuck Schumer? Do we need to give him a highway? Do we need to mm-hmm. you know, give him a something up in New York? What do we need to do to make sure that we get that win in the final bill? And I guarantee you they could have found some ways, but that's, you got to start that process months ago. Here we are at the last minute, and just honestly speaking, the Democrats kind of hold the cards. You know, they know that he's going to be blamed for the shutdown. Whether or not that's painful, we'll see. But they get it, they also know that the later they wait, you know, Nancy Pelosi picks up the gavel.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, whatever it is. So we can have 10 days. If the Republicans can't get it done now, that's it, man. It's not happening post January 3rd or whatever it is, 9th, whatever the date is when they.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't really have an opinion on this, but I think that if he really wanted the money for the wall, there were ways to do it well before this. And I know people want the wall. I want border security. I want things to work out. But, you got to also go back to his promise. He said from the beginning of his campaign that Mexico was going to pay for it. And that has just not been true this whole time. And so, you know, if I'm an appropriator, if I'm over there in Congress and he's asking me to fight for this money for the wall, you know, hey, what happened to Mexico paying for it?
That's right. He painted himself in that corner. Just joining us, talking to Todd Stacey, Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com. Let's bring it back home here to Alabama for a little bit, because I'm reading through your email this morning following this this case. It's been the Ethics Commission, which ended up at the Ethics Commission, looking into whether it was okay or not for Attorney General Steve Marshall to take $750,000 from a PAC, right? This RAGA, Republican Attorney General's Association. And then the question was whether a PAC is formed in Alabama or out of Alabama. What is it? What's it question? What were they looking into?
So back during the election, you know, Troy King reemerged and ran for his old job back against the person who's there now, Attorney General Steve Marshall. And as an incumbent, Marshall was supported by the Republican Attorneys General Association. That's the national group that supports their Republican Attorneys General. Pretty simple. There's one for governors. There's one for lieutenant governors. There's one for secretaries of state. I mean, these national groups pool resources to help their guys out. Pretty normal thing. And when Troy King was in office, he was a member of that group. So yeah, they donated heavy to Steve Marshall. And what Troy King, you know, was trying to say, he eventually filed in court, he sued in a district court, and then when that didn't work out, he filed an ethics complaint with the Ethics Commission, saying, "Hey, we have a ban on political action committees transferring money back and forth. That Alabama has a ban on that. We did it about 8 years ago. That ban should stop him from being able to take federal PAC money." So should it? I don't know. Does the state law apply to these federal PACs? The state law says out-of-state PACs. So there is a question there, and a question that needs to be answered. However, John Merrill, the Secretary of State, on his website, which, you know, that's the top election official. If you're wondering, hey, how do I comply with election law? You go to the Secretary of State's website. And on his website is a memo, plain and simple, says, you know, federal PACs do not fall under Alabama's Fair Campaign Practices Act. Basically, I mean, it's in black and white. Federal PACs do not, you know,
they don't have to comply
Alabama
with this law.
Apply right. Federal PACs.
Right.
And so that's what everybody's gone by, because that's what the Secretary of State says. Now the Ethics Commission Commission Director disagreed with that. So there was a big disagreement. Federal PACs, state PACs, can this happen?
Wait. You're talking about...
That's just the point.
Does Tom Albritton, the commission's director, who said that he had advised other candidates against accepting that kind of donation, is he saying that it doesn't say what you just said in black and white on the on the website here for the John Marshall's website? I mean, is he saying it's not there, or is he saying we're misunderstanding the words, or what exactly...
He is saying, well, it goes very deep. I talked to him last night, and he does not acknowledge, he acknowledges that it says that.
Okay.
He disagrees with the interpretation.
Okay.
But he also says that it is sort of irrelevant. I mean, it gets very complicated. But in any case, his commission, the Ethics Commission, is supposed to, by law, approve anything the Secretary of State says on his website.
Oh, wow.
About, you know, manuals for the election.
Okay.
I asked him about that. Hey, did y'all approve this? And he said, absolutely not. I asked John Merrill, hey, did they approve this? What's the deal? He said, well, it may not have been formal, but it's been up there for years, longer than anybody can remember. So you've got the top election official, the Secretary of State, and the top ethics administrator, and Tom Albritton, who do not see eye to eye on what the campaign law says. That's fine. People can disagree. But if there's that big a disagreement in the law, and they can't find a way to see eye to eye, do we really want to go and indict somebody and go prosecute somebody for breaking a law when we came and figure out, when the top two people came and figure out if it's illegal? That's the point I was making in the Daily News today, is I think it was the correct decision by the Ethics Commission. At the end of the day, the Ethics Commission said, no, we are not going to, you know, this. They dismissed the ethics complaint, and what that means is they decided not to refer it to a local prosecutor, to a district attorney to prosecute. So at the end of the day, you know, they could have asked the district attorney to go prosecute Steve Marshall for a crime. And that the reason that's such a big deal is the top two people in the state can't even figure out whether it's a crime or not. So my point was, before we go ask a jury to decide what a crime is, to decide whether or not a crime has been committed, maybe we should clarify the law. And that's what the Ethics Commission decided. I think it was the right decision.
Yeah, well, heck, the Ethics Commission had a hard time with things that I thought were a lot more obvious in their questions of their ethical questions. This one's actually fairly complex. But Todd, here's the frustration. If this then goes and gets put to the back burner, and maybe comes up sometime, you know, in 2020, when it should be tackled now, right? Wouldn't you want to have, if this had to bear some scrutiny for some opinion here, shouldn't it, even if the vessel is not, you know, having somebody charge the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, is there another vessel to get some higher opinion, some precedent, something concrete? That, because this will come up again. You know it'll come up again.
Absolutely. And you're right. There should be, we should have clarity on this. There's two ways that can happen. Number one, the Ethics Commission itself has the statutory authority to say, this is what this election law means and this is what it doesn't mean. And number two, the legislature has that ability. They can go in this upcoming session and say, all right, there's been a lot of confusion about this. Let's amend the law to say, you know, this and this, that just clarifies it for once and for all. Those are the two mechanisms. Or, you know, you can sue somebody and get a court to do it. But those are the two proper mechanisms. The Ethics Commission yesterday was given that opportunity. They, you know, when they dismissed the ethics complaint, Al Britton said, okay, well, how about y'all clarify the law?
Mm-hmm.
And here's an advisory opinion. Y'all can just put this in. They decided against it, which, like, I'm kind of torn about that. Number one, I think he should have waited. This is obviously a very heated situation. You know, you're talking about a criminal prosecution. There's mm-hmm. a lot of politics involved. There's a lot of just heat in the room. And so when that didn't work out, you know, my opinion is Mr. Al Britton should have then said, okay, we'll go back to the drawing board, come up with something, and y'all can vote at a later date. You know, so, you know, work the room.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few weeks to develop the right policy that you want to put in front of them, and then at the next meeting come and say, okay, let's clarify the law. I think he made a mistake by going ahead and pushing for a change and pushing for a clarification when they had just voted on this criminal prosecution stuff. You know what? Just push the brakes. It's okay to wait. There's not an election going on. And build support for it later. I think that would have been the better cost. And they still could, but officially they've asked the legislature to go and clarify the law.
All right, and of course, this is all just 2 months, 2.5 months out before session even gets started. Maybe they'll have a new round of ethical complaints from session in Montgomery in 2019. They may have to get their ready to work extra hours there at the Ethics Commission.
Hey, you know, there's also at the same time a big ethics rewrite that they're contemplating. And what's
didn't
funny
they do
about
that already?
That
I mean,
they
did that once already, right? And then they couldn't get we had a reclarification and a rewrite 2 years ago.
Well, there was a in the last session there was a proposal
that okay
and
that
it
didn't
never went anywhere.
Okay,
it was never really meant to.
What? No.
Yeah. Well,
no.
The first ethics rewrite was in 2011, and everybody I was working in the state house at the time, and everybody complained about it. Everybody thought this is the worst thing in the world because they were starting to put limits on what lobbyists could give. They were putting really strict requirements on lawmakers. So I mean, it really did strengthen the ethics law. So everybody complained about it. Well, it's what's funny is now everybody's used to it because it just takes a while to get used to it, and now they want to keep it the way it is. So it never ceases to amaze me about ethics laws and lobbyists and things like that. You can't ever make everybody happy.
That's for sure. And we will talk about this more, of course, going forward. And I want to go ahead again, wish you a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk probably in the new year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sean. Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Thank you, man. That's Todd Stacey, aldailynews.com. Make sure to go over there and sign up for that email in your inbox. You're going to love it. You're going to thank me once you get that subscribed email. And we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. This is FM Talk 106.5.
It's about to break a day. They call me back to Santa. I make my runs about to break a day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
What do you think it sounded like? Something like this? I don't know. What are you doing? Just out running some errands, doing some stuff. Can you hold on 1 second? Stick them up. Give me all your money. Give me all your money now. Hold on. I'll get back to you. I'm busy right now. Give me the money right now. Give me what's in the cash drawer right now. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. So what's up? Do you think that, you just heard the update there from Bill Riles that the armed robbery goes down at the gas station and the thief, the robber, the dirtbag, is on his phone while he's conducting the robbery. Do you think is that a sign of where we are as a society? You can't even, if you're going to knock over a store here and rob them, armed robbery, you can't even put the darn phone down. The heck is the world coming to? I remember back in the old days, y'all, kids gather around the radio. Back in the old days, people that were going to knock over a liquor store or convenience store, they'd hang up a phone. They'd put the phone down. They'd have enough respect for the people they were robbing to put the phone down while they... what? Oh, yeah. Okay. 1257 FM Talk 106.5. Grab some calls coming up next hour at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, if you did not catch it, we'll continue to mention it. The changes coming to the schedule. Laura Ingram is out of the terrestrial radio business, and we are happy. And we already announced, but we're happy to announce again what happens on Monday. That is Mike Gallagher and the Mike Gallagher Show, debuting at 9 on Monday. We'll go 9 to noon each weekday. 9 to noon each weekday, and then we will do this show, Midday Mobile. I'll give you more details. I may rerun that interview from yesterday with Mike Gallagher coming up next hour. And I'll talk to you. Get off your phone. If you're going to come in here and rob this place, you get off your phone before you rob my store.
I make my own. About to break a day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy.